Welcome to the Kenkel Fritz and Friends podcast. If you want to hear the show, you can find it on Family Life Radio. If you want to find a station near you, you can go to myflr.org or stream it online.
Hey, it's Kenkel Fritz, and if you missed today's show, this is cool. All the fun stuff that happened in the show in one podcast.
Hey, good morning. We're Kenkel Fritz and Friends, and Misty's got something good for you this morning.
DeAndre Hopkins, maybe you know that name. He's a wide receiver for the Tennessee Titans. If you have ever seen him score a touchdown and then immediately give his mother the ball, this is why he does it. She lost her sight 17 years ago, but she still faithfully attends all his games. And so that's their little thing. When he delivers that touchdown ball to her hands, he's making her a part of that victory. He's honoring her commitment to him and just that relationship that they have.
Oh, that's so sweet. Nice.
Wow. He loves his mommy. I love that. Aw. That's adorable. Hey,
if I played professional football and made a touchdown, I'd give the football to my mom, too.
I love that. Good of you.
Yeah, and here's $1 million while I'm at it.
Right? Exactly.
All right. So when it comes to Thanksgiving coming up here, What's your favorite dessert?
Oh.
According to a new survey with foodies, pumpkin pie, apple pie, sweet potato pie, pumpkin cheesecake.
Oh.
Apple cobbler. I don't think I've ever had that for Thanksgiving.
Yeah,
a pumpkin spice cake. What's your favorite? They all sound good to me.
Yes to all.
Yes to everything.
Pumpkin spice cake sounds like something Starbucks would serve in the fall alongside the BSL.
Yeah, it does, doesn't it? Yeah.
Yeah.
Good. We usually do like a Thanksgiving morning, an overnight coffee cake or some sort of a coffee cake type thing for breakfast.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that's a good idea.
Yeah. Not that you needed to eat more food that day, you know.
We're going to have pumpkin sticky buns
that
sounds morning. Good.
Okay, wow. Well, dropping by both of your houses.
That sounds great. No kidding. Yeah. All right. Well, we've got someone on the phone here. Family Life Radio. Hello.
Hi, this is Carol. How are you doing?
Carol, doing great. How are you doing?
Yeah, I always eat my dessert first.
Well, see.
And I think I might be part French because that's what they do in France.
Oh, okay.
And one time I was at this real fancy place and they had display desserts, you know, up on like a rack. And I was eating it and the guy says, no, ma'am, that's a display. But anyway, you have a blessed day, okay?
Thanks, Carol.
Bye.
Bye.
Isn't that sometimes plastic? Maybe you're prone to impulse buys at the store? It's Kenkel Fritz and Friends with you on Family Life Radio. I found a list of the top categories for impulse buys.
Oh, no.
I'm kind of surprised at number one. It's clothing and apparel.
Oh,
I thought it would be... And then came in something at the grocery store. I thought that would be number one. But I'm wrong.
Okay.
And then, ladies, beauty products.
See?
Yeah. I'll be very real. If it has a price tag, it's in danger of me impulse buying it.
If it has a price tag.
Yep. Nothing is safe.
Clothing, makeup.
Yeah. If you can buy it, watch out. Family Life Radio, who's this?
Hey, this is Sue from Ringgold, Georgia.
Well, hi, Sue. What's on your mind?
Well, I wanted to tell you about my impulse buying. So my impulse buying usually is yard sales or estate sales, and it's usually related to our home. So probably about 10 years ago, I'd gone to a yard sale and I saw this pedestal sink and it was beautiful. And we have a little galley kind of bathroom. So I thought, oh, perfect. And I talked her down from $100 to $50. But I kept looking at it going, is this white? And they assured me it was. And I got it home and got it in the bathroom and noticed that it was kind of a mint green. So I thought, well, no problem. There's probably people that paint tubs mint green, and we can probably find this Kohler, you know, toilet that matches it. Well, no, because it was no longer being made, and it was way too expensive to paint the tub. So eventually, it moved underneath a little tarp under the deck where it has stayed ever since.
Experience hope.
Family Life Radio.
Things people have said as they were passing that proved heaven is real. It's Kankel Fritz and friends with you on Family Life Radio. If you have had one of these experiences with a family member, love to know what happened with you. 888-888-9976. You can text us at 58326. My grandpa's last words were, "There's Jesus. I can see Jesus."
Oh, wow.
Here's another one. Right before my dad died, he said, "It's not fair. It's just so beautiful here, and I can't bring you with me now."
Aww.
And then he passed away.
Wow.
As my mom was passing, she said she heard angels singing in worship and that she felt loved beyond words.
Beautiful. Man. Oh.
My grandma kept gazing upwards, saying, "It's so beautiful." And when she asked what she was talking about, she said, "Jesus, he is just so beautiful."
Oh,
I love that.
Woo.
Wow.
Isn't that cool?
I'll give you goosebumps, won't it?
I know. I don't know how many stories I have heard where it almost seems like heaven is welcoming somebody before they actually pass away. And so they're kind of in both worlds at the same time.
Yeah. It's an experience.
Like, right.
Yeah. I wonder if maybe that's also for us a little bit like, this is legitimate. You're getting to watch somebody meet me right now, and I want you to witness that too.
Yeah. It's pretty awesome.
Mm.
How about you? Have you had an experience like that? 888-888-9976. You know, it is Thanksgiving, the month of Thanksgiving. Is there anything that you're like, you know what? It's interesting. Gratitude is the doorway to joy. And having a different perspective on your life. You're not feeling real good this morning? Try to think of things that you have. The more you focus on what you've got and what you're thankful for, it's a different mindset than what I don't have.
Right.
That's a sad mindset.
And it makes you physically healthier. There's been a number of studies in the last couple of years about how gratitude can actually change the state of your health, which I'm like,
being more thankful is good for your health.
Interesting, right?
Yeah. Family Life Radio, good morning.
Hi. We're asking about things to be grateful for. I have something kind of strange. I have an hour's drive every morning to get to work. And you just think about it. That's really boring. But it gives me a chance to turn on the radio and tune out the world and just be in the Word. Through you guys, actually.
Oh,
well, thank you.
Yeah, I'm glad we can help you do that.
So, you're thankful for a long commute?
I am, actually.
Yeah.
It gets me to a job I love, and I get to listen to a morning show that I absolutely adore.
Oh, wow.
So sweet.
Man, you're laying it on thick.
Keep talking that way.
You know what? You're not the first person that said that with a longer commute. They feel like on the way
in.
I
meant that we were awesome.
No. No, we've heard that people like it because it helps you, like what you said, kind of decompress. And that way, when you finally get to work, you're in the right state of mind. And same thing when you get home.
Yes, I work with juvenile detention center, so it's the best thing I can have in the morning.
Oh, wow. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I can see why.
I just want to let you know that actually I'm about to go into the building, so I just wanted to let y'all know that.
Okay. Thank you for calling.
Yeah, appreciate it.
Have a great day.
You too, guys. Bye.
My Jesus, it's Ann Wilson on Family Life Radio. We've got Ann Wilson with us this morning, and what a huge song that has become My Jesus. Congratulations on that.
It's so crazy. I'm so honored that God chose me to be in this position. And every time I hear that, you know, record, it's just crazy that the Lord chose me for this.
Well, you really said that in a nice Christian way. God chose me instead of, you know, it's all because of my awesome song.
And it is an awesome song.
It is. No, you're right.
It is. I love it.
I love it too. I think it's so different and unique sounding. I think that's what made it so special, you know?
I agree. I think the song was definitely, God had set it apart from the beginning when we even just first started writing the song. And I definitely think that it has a message that has not been really shared with the world yet.
Amen.
I hear maybe some influences in your singing that maybe has made a difference in what we're hearing, because your song really is very, very unique. Not only the lyrics, but your delivery. Who's influenced you musically?
I love Dolly Parton and Johnny Cash. They've been two very big influences in my production style, but also just my voice. And then just, I love the way they write their songs. And I really love Zach Williams, Crowder. There's a lot of Christian influences, but in terms of that country Southern sound, it's definitely Dolly Parton and Johnny Cash.
I love country music.
I do too. It's my favorite. It's so good.
Amen.
It's like musical potluck.
Yeah,
it's amazing. Who doesn't want to go to that?
A musical potluck.
Yes, so true. I love that.
That was great, Misty.
Thank you. Awesome. I'm going to trademark that.
So here's little Ann Wilson and Bring a Covered Dish.
Yes, there you go.
Yes, I love that so much.
That's awesome.
Family Life Radio.
So, what are you thankful for? We've been talking about this morning. It's the month of Thanksgiving. Gratitude is a gateway to joy. And just a total mindset change. Feeling down, think about what you got, what you're thankful for. Family Life Radio, good morning.
You know, my wife lost her job, and we were a little worried about it, but the good that came out of the whole thing, you know, of her losing her job, you know, she's able to stay home and have more time with our kid, and so it's really been a blessing in disguise, man.
So it's been a blessing because she's been able to be with the family. How is this? How have you guys been able to handle the income difference?
It's been a challenge, but that brings us closer together as well. You know, we sit down more and talk about what we're looking at, and it makes us manage our money even better.
Well, that's good. Yeah. You got to watch where your money's going more.
Right, right.
Yeah. Now, is she happier to stay home with the kids, or would she rather be at work?
No. She's enjoying it.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I think, I'm not speaking for myself. Some of us love our families, but it's nice to get away and do something else for a while.
Right. But,
amen.
Sally. It's time for...
When I was a teenager, I was walking across the street from my school to the bus stop. As I'm in the middle of the intersection, I hear a loud voice, "Jonathan!" And I stop and I turn around and I look, and there's nobody there who called me. And I'm trying to figure out what's going on. I turn back, I still have the green light and everything, and a car runs the red light right in front of me, so close that their wheels actually clipped the front of my shoe.
Whoa!
Teenagers from my high school just ran right in front of me, would have killed me if I hadn't stopped right there, right then.
Wow.
It was second. Aside from that, when I hear the voice of God, it's a still small, quiet voice. I have to really tune in to God to hear it. But just that one moment, I heard this call, and it just really blew my mind that God had stopped me from being hit by this car.
So, if you're about to get hit by a car, it could be a stern voice.
Oh, it was a very stern voice. It was booming like thunder. I mean, it's just all of a sudden this loud yell, and I stop, and no one called me.
That is so cool.
I thought it was very cool. A little scary, but very cool.
Yeah, and I also would be tempted to go, well, God, why didn't you just tell those teenagers to slow down? I mean, regardless, God worked. That's amazing. I love that.
Yeah.
So I give you permission that if I'm about to do something dumb, just call us and just... Oh, never mind. Listeners do that all the time. All right.
I'm sure.
Well, you have a wonderful day. That's a great story.
Thank you, guys. You have a good one.
So what has God done in your life? We'd love to hear your good news. Here's our phone number, 888-888-9976.
What are you thankful for? It's the month of Thanksgiving. 888 888- 888 9976. Pam is with us. How about yourself?
My son is an alcoholic, but he got his 30-day sobriety button 3 days ago.
Whoa! That is good news!
That's awesome.
Such good news.
Praise God.
That is good news. Praise God.
Power of a praying mom.
Yeah.
Oh, let me tell you. This child has... I have calluses on my knees. from praying for this man.
Well, there is some serious power there. I mean, I came back to Jesus because of my mom.
Mm-hmm. Same.
Praying. Yeah, you too, Misty.
Mm-hmm.
He's not there now, but I'm praying. I keep praying.
Mm. That's next.
Yep, that's right.
That is next.
Well, you know, keep praying. I think that's a prayer that God always answers.
Mm.
He wants people to go to heaven. So if you're praying for someone to come to know him, keep it up, especially mom's prayer. That there's some extra juice in that tank.
Never give up.
Yeah. Hey, what are you thankful for? Give us a call. 888-888-9976.
Experience Hope. Family Life Radio.
Hey, good morning. We're Kankel Fritz and friends. Been talking today about what you're thankful for. It's the month of Thanksgiving. And gratitude can be a gateway to joy. So think about what you do have. What are you thankful for? What has God done for you? Our number is 888-888-9976. And Karen's with us. What do you got?
I just wanted to share, you know, why my family, my extended family is thankful.
Yeah.
Our dad died in May. Hmm. But out of that, you know, we'd always been a very close family, and dad was our big spiritual leader and always, you know, told us to remember no matter what, Jesus never fails. So I was just sharing that, you know, even though we're going through a difficult time, we are very thankful for what he instilled in us and, you know, to keep our focus on Christ.
Mm. It sounds like the legacy of just being trained up in Jesus and brought up with God.
Yeah, that's what he did. He was an honorable, humble guy. You know, he always instilled in us that you've got one story to tell, one life to live, and make sure it's good, and to follow Jesus and remember that no matter what, you know, people will fail you in life and you'll find that out, he said, but always remember that Jesus never fails. So that's what we hang on to. That. And to be thankful that, you know, our dad was a leader.
I love that.
Thank you also for your station and encouragement. And, you know, I'm glad that Family Life Radio is there and that people support it. So thank you very much. You guys have a great day.
You know, life can be difficult for many kids. May look like a simple toy, but to a child in need this Christmas, it's a reminder that God loves them. Mm. You know, there was a time when my family didn't have a lot of money when I was a kid. Most of the time, doing pretty good. Somebody dropped off our doorstep. Don't know who it was. But I was like 5 years old at the time. And it was a bag full of Hot Wheels cars.
Oh.
And along with it came this big, huge wheel that they could all fit in. It's like a Hot Wheels holder.
Like a collection.
Yeah, and I'll never forget it. Oh, just this little kid, I was like, oh, this is so cool. Someone gave this to me. I
just
know.
Out of nowhere on your front door.
Exactly.
What a blessing. You know, it just reminds me that you too can give a gift of hope like that by dropping off a new unwrapped toy for children through our sister ministry, Youth Haven, and other local nonprofits. Between now and the end of the month, to ensure that they too get to be kids this Christmas with a special gift from you.
I love it. There's a toy wish list. We have drop-off locations. You can get all of that at myflr.org. Or if you'd like to, you can text the word toy to 58326.
Family Life Radio.
Well, you asked for people to call in with a joy story.
Yes. Well, let's do it right now. It's time for the Joy Report.
I've got joy down in my soul. I'm going to let this feeling take control. Joy.
What What's bringing you joy today? Give us a call at 888-888-9976. And who's this?
This is T'Challa Pinkard. How are you?
T'Challa, that's an awesome name.
Yeah, it has its conversation moments.
I bet.
Well, give us your joy report.
I am now 3 years, 8 months of life after being diagnosed with inoperable fourth stage lung cancer.
Wow.
So for me, today has a massive combination of things that makes me smile and thanking God because it didn't have to be, but he said so, and I'm having a ball doing it.
Oh, wow. I'm just curious, what do the doctors say your prognosis is?
My prognosis is very good. I changed my eating habits, and I'm not taking chemo, not taking radiation, and my cancer cells are actually shrinking and disappearing.
Wow.
Fantastic. It's a miracle.
How's that for a joy story?
Yeah, that's great.
Yes.
What dietarily did you change?
Processed sugar, processed food. I primarily do fruits and vegetables and a lot of smoothies. And there are certain supplemental vitamins that I take, and I do that on a daily basis. So no red meat, no processed sugar, no processed foods.
And that changed everything.
Every time I go back to my oncologist team, they're giving me a greater span of time when they say, you know what, I don't need to see you for another 3 months.
That's amazing.
That's a joy report if I've ever heard.
No kidding.
Yeah. So let me give hope to people who have recently come with any type of diagnosis that seems it's the finality. No, God will say so. Take heart that there is absolutely a belief.
Oh.
Praise God. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
God does have the final say. That's true.
Hey, listen, thank you for allowing me an opportunity to share my joy for my day.
Anytime, T'Challa, you call in. And hey, we want to hear your joy report. What's bringing you joy today? Give us a call at 888-888-9976. So, Misty is still afraid of needles. Rewind the clock back to you when you were a kid and the doctor was coming at you with a needle.
Oh, boy. Yeah, no thanks.
Terrifying moment. Still.
Mary is with us this morning. You were calling about that?
I went to the dentist to get a root canal, and he was coming at me with the needle, and I shoved his hand away.
Coming at me.
I shoved his hand away and told him to give me a minute, and he's like, just close your eyes, and it'll be done before you know it. So I actually did finally get it done.
I love that you shoved his hand away. It's very aggressive. But also blood tests don't bother me, which is really weird.
Yeah.
My daughter would always make my son go first. And one time she was so upset about the thought about getting a shot, she kicked the doctor in the stomach.
Whoa.
Ditched off the table. And I had to chase her down the hallway. She was headed out to the street. And oh my gosh, I think that doctor didn't ever want to see us show up ever again.
Oh, wow.
He said, Mrs. Barton, you have a problem with your child.
Wow. Well, we take this portion of the program to pray for nurses everywhere.
And yes.
We're sorry. We apologize.
We're sorry. We're mean to you.
Yes.
We're so sorry. It's the fear.
Well, thank you for calling in. Appreciate it.
Yep. Have a good day.
Thanks for bringing violence to the show.
Hope you enjoyed the podcast. We would love to connect with you on Facebook and Instagram and have you share your good news or joy reports. Just look for and like FLR Mornings.
Thanks for listening to the Kinkle Fritz and Friends podcast, heard on Family Life Radio. We would appreciate it so much if you could rate, review, and subscribe wherever you prefer to listen to podcasts. You can also find more exclusive content at myflr.org and FLR Mornings on both Facebook and Instagram. And if you support Family Life Radio, thank you.